Turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 4. Am I my brother's keeper? Mike read the scripture this morning, verses 3 through 9. It talks about how Abel made an offering and how Cain made an offering. Abel's offering was accepted, and Cain's offering rejected. And Cain became mad about this. And God talked to Cain and told Cain that sin desired to have him. He should rule over it. But Cain talked with Abel in the field, and Cain rose up against Abel and killed his brother. And the Lord said in verse number 9, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? Now you see that the question was asked from the very beginning. God did not directly answer him. Let us examine more scripture to see what God has to say. In Exodus chapter 3, God is telling Moses that he must go and lead the people out of Egypt. In chapter 4, Moses was trying to get out of it. He was telling God that he had a slow speech and slow of tongue. And God says to him in verse 14, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he comes forth to meet thee. And when he sees thee, he will be glad in his heart. You see, Aaron was glad to see his brother that was slow speech and slow of tongue. But in Numbers chapter 20, Moses and Aaron, they messed up. You remember when God was telling them what to do concerning the water, the rock, and the people? And he told them to speak to the rock. But Moses was angry at the people. And he told them, you rebelled. Must we fetch water out of this rock for you? And Moses hit the rock 2 times. And because of that, him and Aaron could not enter into the promised land. Now James chapter 1 verse 19 and 20 says, this you know, beloved brother, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Now Moses was the one that hit the rock, but God told it to Moses and Aaron. See, Aaron was his brother. He could have stopped Moses. He could have rebuked Moses. He could have corrected Moses. Am I my brother's keeper? You ever consider Jonathan and his armor bearer in 1 Samuel chapter 14? Turn in your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 14. Beginning in verse 1. And the armor bearer was a young man. Now it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young man that bare his armor, come and let us go over to the Philistine garrison that is on the other side. But he told not his father. He told a young man, let's go over to the Philistine. You know, most young men, they would have told Jonathan, are you crazy? You know, they'd kill us. But not the young man. He went with him. And not only that, look at verse 7. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. He said, do what is in your heart. I am with you. Do whatever you desire. I got your back. Am I my brother's keeper? What about the love that Jonathan had for David in 1 Samuel chapter 18? Turn that with me. After David had finished speaking unto Saul, in verse 1 it says, and it came to pass, when he made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. The soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and he loved him as his own soul. Do you love your brothers and sisters as your own soul? Paul says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, acknowledging of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ. Let's make sure we are knit together, one with another, in love. There are many other examples in the Old Testament good and bad. Joseph and his brothers in Genesis 37, when they put him in a pit and he got sold into Egypt, he forgave them in Genesis 45 and they wept. What about Jacob and Esau? In Genesis 27, Esau hated Jacob because he received the blessing and he wanted to kill his brother Jacob. But in Genesis 33, Esau embraced him, fell on his neck, kissed him, and they wept. What about Nehemiah 5? When he took up for his brothers, the Israelites, over his official and noble's brothers, and they repented. What about Lot and Abram in Genesis 13:8? When he said to Lot, "Let there be no strife between you and I, for we are brothers." What about Genesis 14:14-16? When Abraham heard that his brother Lot was taken, he got his trained servants, and they went and killed the men that had took his brother. And he brought back his brother, the goods, the women, and all the people. There are so many other examples in the Old Testament, good and bad. But let us turn to the New Testament. Turn in your Bible to Matthew chapter 25. And I know some of you may have read this 100 times, but let's read through it again. Remember, in the beginning of the chapter, it talks about the 10 virgins, or the 10 servants. Then in midway through the chapter, it talks about the talents, or the 3 servants concerning the talents. But we're going to focus on the goats and the sheep, or the sheep and the goats. Beginning in verse 32. "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when shall we be a hungry and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When shall we be a stranger and took thee in, naked and clothed thee? Or when shall we be sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of these, the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angel. For I was a hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungry, or a thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. See, for a long time, when I read this parable about the sheep and goats, I always thought it was just talking about the believers being sheep and the unbelievers being goat. But I noticed that the believers are sheep and the goats are believers. See, that they both are believers, but there's a difference. The sheep are faithful believers, but the goats are unfaithful believers. They was not good keepers of their brothers. Will you feed your brother if he is hungry? Will you clothe him if he is naked? Will you let your brother stay with you? Will you visit him if he is sick or in prison? Will you be a goat or a sheep? Am I my brother's keeper? We need to watch for one another in all things. Turn into your Bibles to Romans chapter 14. Beginning in verse 10. But why though thou judge thy brother, or why though thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, said the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Let's read that last part again. That no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Think about it. Are you too busy judging one another that you're causing one another to stumble? We need to be judging the things that will build our brothers up in hopes of causing them not to stumble. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, well, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's read those verses. And beginning in verse 6. But brother goes to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because ye go to law one with another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Why will you take your brother before the unbelievers? Why will you take the unbeliever over the brotherhood? Look at verse 8. Nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that your brother. You're wrong. You defraud your brother. We do not allow unbeliever to judge the brotherhood. We have the Lord's word for that. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowness of mind, lest each esteem others better than themselves. Do you esteem your brother or sister better than yourself? Am I my brother's keeper? Christ did this. Turn your Bible to Hebrews chapter 2. Christ has so much passion for the brotherhood. In Hebrews chapter 2, in verse 11, for both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brother, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brother. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. Talking about Christ. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angel, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behold him to be made like unto his brother, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. He is not ashamed to call us brothers. He wanted to be made like us. He is merciful and he is faithful. Hebrews 13:1 says, let brotherly love continue. Am I my brother's keeper? 1 Peter says in chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, says, finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brothers, be kind-hearted and humble in spirit, not giving evil for evil, but blessing instead, knowing that you are called of God, that you should inherit a blessing. Compassion, love, kind-hearted, humility. Am I a brother's keeper? Turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. In verses 9 and 10 says, he that says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loves his brother abides and delight. And there is none occasion of stumbling in him. He, read that again, he that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. You remember what the Lord said in Romans 14:13? Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this brother, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Am I my brother's keeper? In 1 John chapter 3, beginning in verse 11, it says, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works was evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brother, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brothers. He that loves not his brother abides in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But whoso has this world's good and sees his brother has need and shutteth his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? For if our hearts condemns us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Beloved, if our hearts condemns us not, then have we confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. The law says we are to lay down our lives for one another. Whoso have this world's good, we should open our bowels of compassion unto our brothers. Then the love of God dwells in us. Now you heard about the goats and the sheep in Matthew 25. Let us not love in word or tongue, but in deed and truth. If our hearts condemn us, God knows it. But if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. Now who don't want confidence towards God? What we ask of him, we receive because we keep his commandment. What we ask of him, we receive because we keep his commandments. Am I my brother's keeper? In 1 John chapter 5, in verse 16, the first part of that verse says, if any man sees his brother seeing a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2 says, I have it right here. Brother, if a man is caught in a fault or trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness or gentleness, considering yourself, lest you be tempted also. Bear one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another burden. Fulfill the law of Christ. Am I my brother's keeper? 1 Corinthians 12:26, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Romans 12:15, rejoice with them that do rejoice. Weep with them that weep. What is important to your brother or sister should also be important to you. Whether it be a graduation, a birthday, them getting a new house, them getting a new car, maybe they just got a new horse. Maybe they want to have a gathering and they want their brother and sister over. See, just because it's not important to you, it's important to them. And for that reason alone, it should be important to you. See, we are to love one another. I am to love Les and you and you and you, all of you. And Jamie is to love Miss Mayer and you and you and you, all of you. We're to love one another. You see, I cannot love one without the other. I am a brother's keeper. And if you are here today and you have been not a good brother's keeper and you would like to repent of it, or maybe there's something else weighing on your heart, and you would like to see the prayers of the saints. Come on. And if you are here today and you have not obeyed the gospel, you would like to be a part of this brotherhood. Come on. Don't sit there and die. Live. Come on and receive these blessings from the Lord as we stand and sing.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home.
Appreciate the presence of everyone this morning. Appreciate the lesson that carries.